The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
There's no sponsor that I use more while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. Man, this is like the Swiss Army knife, the multi-tool of applications. It does a little bit of everything. You always get a great deal at NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can listen to your favorites abroad. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, and it works on all your devices and operating systems. It doesn't end there. Change your virtual location and then get pay-per-views at a much more affordable price, TV services at a much more affordable price. You got a password manager, a file encryption tool, threat protections, and on top of that, 24/7 tech support. So if for some reason you don't know exactly how it works, NordVPN.com/Fightful will help you learn how to do it. Check it out, NordVPN.com/Fightful.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. Here with a name you know. You might know him as Ricardo Rodriguez. Now you know him as Jesus Rodriguez. You can see him January 11th, Dallas, MLW Kings of Coliseum. He's been back in the MLW fold, which has been really great. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I apologize if my camera's a little weird colored. So I apologize on that aspect. It'll get replaced soon. But no, I'm excited to be here. It's been a while since we last chatted.
Yeah.
So now obviously we're here. We're 2025, and we're kicking it off with a big bang, especially this weekend, man. MLW in Dallas, Texas. I'm super beyond excited for that.
Yeah, I know that I had spoken to you for a series of features that I did about the Royal Rumble, and you were so helpful with that, which I always appreciate. But since you've been in MLW, I know you've done some of the Battle Riots and stuff as well. How does that compare, as you did have Royal Rumble experience? Because I'm a total geek for matches like that. I love those. They appeal to my ADHD sensibilities, and I love it. I really love those matches.
The Royal Rumble, obviously, man, it's always going to be a big spectacular, right? In the world of professional wrestling, that's definitely one of those events that everything stops for that. So to have that experience and then to kind of go into the Battle Riots, you know, with already that knowledge of how to avoid getting eliminated, which, I mean, obviously in the Rumble, it didn't work out too well for me. But transferring over to Battle Rider and then being in the ring with some of the talent that I've had that pleasure of being in WWE with was a great experience. But now that I've been with MLW for the last it's gonna be 2 years, I believe, in April.
Yeah.
That I've been with them, and not just in front of the camera, but behind the scenes producing. It's been a beautiful pleasure of being able to work with these younger talents, and also at the same time people that I'm familiarized with that I used to watch when I was growing up, and then I got to be around the same time frame. So it's been such an awesome time with them, and then how much they've grown, and right now this explosion of pro wrestling as a whole has, you know, across all companies throughout the entire world, not just in the US, just internationally, has been something has been very beneficial for us as well.
Yeah, I know MLW has been very happy with their ticket sales and stuff over the year. They had claimed that they sold out every show, which is really, really incredible. And I mean, you've been doing good work there. One of my favorite spots in recent years, you teamed with Little Guido.
which I mean, it makes sense in my head, at least, because I mean, you know, Italians are the original Latinos, Latin, right? To a degree. So it makes sense to me. But that was a lot of fun. And then we got to beat up Microman. So that's always a pleasure.
Man, that guy is a force. Like, everywhere he goes, he sells crazy merch. Like, people love Microman.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome.
So in addition to that, I know that you recently worked with Matthew Justice, another guy that has, like, really, really emerged in MLW. Who is it that you have your eye on in that company and you're like, yeah, they're going to develop into something pretty special?
There are plenty. I do believe that Brett Ryan Gosling is going to be a big name moving forward. He's amazing on the microphone. He has a look to him, and he's still relatively new to wrestling as a whole. So once he develops and he understands himself even more than what he already does, I think he's definitely going to be a main player in the years to come. You have Delmi, who, yeah, granted, she's been around for a while, but, like, she's another one that you know, I feel that after this weekend, because she's going to fight Janai Kai, who I'm very familiar with, in a hair versus title match. I think Delmi's going to – I do feel, because, you know, she's grown so much in the last year that I've been working with her, and it's been a pleasure to see her growth. So I know that she's going to be definitely another one that's going to be a big standout. And I do believe that the 2025 is going to be a big year for her as well.
So we are just emerging out of Christmas. Is this a tough time for you as you witness Santa being run over?
I have my gripe with him. I still have my gripe with him, right? That's why I have trust issues. That's totally why I have trust issues. I never did anything to him. I went for a hug, and then Santa went and clocked me with his toy sack. So I have trust issues. But yeah, anytime I see Santa, it's a, you know, a PTSD flashback.
Am I misremembering? Because the way that I remembered it, like, you all had done an angle where there was, like, maybe a turn or a split in route. And then because the Christmas show was the next week, they had to go back and do that angle.
We've chatted about that a few times where – I believe we were in Brooklyn, and I once it was like TLC where, like, Alberto saves me from 3MB. So that's where, like, the turn was happening. And then the week, a couple of days later, we ran over Santa. So it was just one of those. I think it was more so just for the sake of the episode and for the sake of the event, the match. And then we went back to being Bay Faces right after. we chuckle about that quite a bit.
I remember you talking about this, and I had completely forgotten about it, but that you had effectively created the Ascension, and then Dusty Rhodes was like, yeah, that ain't gonna work.
Yeah. Oh man. And I don't know if you've ever chatted with Victor or Connor.
Yes.
They and then they'll tell you similar, man. It was one of those where I was a big fan of The Devil's Advocate, the movie with Pacino. And so then that was, like, where the idea kind of came from. And so I started going up to these individuals one by one on promo during promo class with Dusty. And I was just doing that to them. And so we essentially kind of came about. And shortly thereafter, I remember I was at TV, and then Connor had hit me up. He was like, hey, we have this promo coming up. What do you want to talk about? And I was like, I don't know, man, just you think of something, what, you know, the Ascension means to you type deal. So they did. And then shortly thereafter, I got pulled into the office by Dusty, and then in Dusty fashion, go, hey baby, let me talk to you for a second. And then he's like, yep, you're out of the Ascension. And I was like, all right. And I mean, I get, in retrospect, I get it. I get why. What I was doing on TV was contradictory to what was happening with that. So I get it. I was still upset. But at the time, I was not too happy because I didn't want them to be vampires. And that's kind of the direction that they kind of went. Because that's around that time when Twilight was a thing. was a big thing. So that's what I felt like they went with at the time. But ultimately, it worked out for them. I mean, the packages they did, the entrances when it turned into NXT, you know, the killer tag team that they had, the matches that they had, the entrance, the song, all that, it paid off for them.
Some of my favorite stuff that you did was stuff that I'm not even sure they ever acknowledged it was actually you when you were doing the El Locale stuff. Like, because I watched everything. So yeah. When something pops up on a Saturday morning or any shows like that, I'm like, okay, who is this? And then I'm like, wait, that's Ricardo. How did that come about? Was that something you had to push for, or was that something that they came to you and said, let's do this?
There was a whole bit that went into it. It was a lot of I would get into the ring before Raw and SmackDown. I would get in the ring because a lot of people didn't even know that I wrestled. So I started getting in the ring, moving around, and little by little, started getting involved with the matches. And then I would go down to FCW and I would train with Norman and Ricky Steamboat, and I would train with the guys, and they started putting me in matches under the hood. So that's kind of how it started. And then word got back up to the main office and they started letting me do the live events. They started letting me do the tours. If somebody was coming back from injury, they would put me with them under the mask. And it was something I was very proud of, that I was able to wear my independent wrestling gear, you know, of Chimera on WWE TV. So that's something I'm very proud of. And I remember when I would wrestle as Ricardo, they would specifically tell me that I did not know how to wrestle, so act like it. that was harder to make it seem like I didn't know anything, which I mean, I don't, so it wasn't too far off. But I was very grateful that I got a chance to do that, and then it transitioned over to the independence afterwards. And, you know, now with MLW, I get a chance to do that, and I get to wrestle again. So I got to wrestle Matt Justice in Atlanta at Center Stage, and that dude hits hard. He hits very hard.
Dude, he looks like he lays it in.
Oh, yeah. But it was so much fun. And but he didn't complain, because just as he hit me, I hit him back, and he was dishing right back. So it was great. But I get a chance to do that at MLW every now and then. I got to wrestle Microman at MLW. I got to wrestle Ichiban. You know, so I got to wrestle in Chicago you know, a couple months back in
Atlantis with Atlantis.
That was like one of my childhood heroes, and to partner up with them, to tag with them. I remember afterwards, after the match, I told him that, hey, you know, this is my geek out moment. When I was growing up, like, you were my guy when I was a kid. So I just want to say it's a pleasure, it's an honor. And yeah, he just, you know, shook my hand and said, "Oh no, Mijo, está bien. Don't worry about it. It was fun." So that was such a pleasure. And you know, again, we get to do that with MLW. And we're going back to Chicago in May, on I believe May 10th. And that's a beautiful audience. So we put that, and we're getting to travel again. And like I said, in Dallas this weekend, which is a very, you know, heavy Latino community as well too. So that's that, having that mix as well with the CMLL connection that we've been able to build, that relationship, having Místico, you know, Star Junior. In this case, we'll have Blue Panther, the legendary Blue Panther, that's going to be in action against Atlantis and Atlantis Junior.
I spoke to both of them recently. They were wonderful.
Oh, man, they're amazing. They're amazing. And Atlantis Junior, I think, is another one too. He's bilingual, yes. Great shape, very athletic. So I think he's another one too that's going to stand out a lot moving forward, especially with the connection that they have with Japan and, you know, here in the United States, because those guys just came back from the Tokyo Dome last weekend. You know, Hechicero is awesome, and he gets to, you know, be at MLW. Místico, who's been killing it the last year or so. So having Místico on board with MLW too brings a lot of attention to the brand as well. And it's very happy. I'm very happy that we get a chance to work with Místico, especially on a personal level, because I've known him for so many years and I've wrestled him countless of times, you know, back in our, you know, WWE days. So it's been a pleasure, man, to see so much growth all across the board. And then to have this bond that we have between MLW and CMLL, which that to me was always my main goal, is to wrestle at Arena Mexico, and maybe one day it'll happen. Who knows?
You mentioned what it meant to you to wear your independent gear mask in WWE. Then they're like, well, yeah, one's not enough. We're going to add Tyson Kidd with you as well, who is like renowned as a wrestling genius now.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There are so many people that specifically want him to produce their match. What was that like for you having them add that? And then sometimes he would just kind of take the gimmick. I can't remember if it was you or him in NXT in the Battle Royal that did it.
I think that's how it started originally. I think he went. No, I'm lying. It was for like Saturday Night Main Event or something. It was some okay. Main Event or something. And then there was like an Ultimo Dragon mask that they had in like the storage, and he put that on. And that's how we came up with like the LOL.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it does not mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who have found their hair again. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. It makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose between personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. There are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/fightful. That's HIMS.com/Fightful for your personalized hair loss treatment options. That's HIMS.com/Fightful. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at 1/3 of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
Locales for a little bit.
And love it.
Yeah, and then he did it again, I think, in NXT for a little bit. But no, man, the mind that TJ has is incredible, and just in retrospect, listening to ideas that he threw out, I was like, man, like in hindsight, there was like that's smart, that's clever. And then listening now to what matches he's producing backstage, like it's you can see that influence. And what that does too is that it teaches a talent perspective, an idea, a thought of how to go about something, something that they probably didn't even realize or think of. And that's the advantage of having producers that have done stuff and they've been around, they're creative, they see things from a different perspective. So you're able to offer the younger talent a different view of how to do something.
You mentioned how hard Matt Justice hit you earlier. What's the hardest you've been hit in the ring?
Oh, dude. Oh, man. I've been wrestling for 18 years now. The amount of times I've been hit – There's been a few. I remember Justin Gabriel got me once, like really hard, in England, and we were in London for.
It's been a common one that's come up like two or three times.
But also, I want to say, because we're cool with each other, but I want to say it's because it was a dark venue, and then we were just moving like crazy, and it was just one of those that just popped me. I was like, oh man, but it woke me up. He got me once. I think Willie Mack got me once years ago. That kind of like made me go, oh, okay. I remember I took a back fist from this kid before I went to WWE that dislocated my jaw. I've been rocked so many times, but I'm also pretty sure I've rocked people accidentally by as well too. Because it happens, right? Justice is up there, but I loved it though. It makes you feel alive.
You were in a whole bunch of WWE video games. I'm always interested in the process of like, what do you do? Do you have any feedback that you give them? Like, what is the work, if any, that a performer like yourself goes into to be in one of those video games?
So when the very first video game that they did, if I'm not mistaken, I don't remember which one was, but I want to say it was the first one. They took the truck to do mocap. To do the scanner thing to one of the events, one of the TVs. I believe they took it to one of the TVs. So we took turns going in there for the scanning. And then shortly thereafter, they selected a few of us who needed to do voiceovers, and they took the truck again. And we were in the truck for a little while. So they gave you lines, and you have to say it a few times in different ways. So obviously excited, and then somber, and then, you know, just – normal voice. And then I remember I did that same once the performance center was open. I went to the performance center and then I did them there. But it's still a dream come true, you know, like something that like you watch growing up and you played. I remember, man, SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain, No Mercy, WrestleMania 2000.
I'm a Here Comes the Pain guy, man. I love it. If you could run with the trigger buttons instead of triangle now, right. I would still play it. Yeah.
And then to be a part of it, and then they show you like the render of your persona in a video game. You know how awesome that is when you get your first action figure. How amazing, how surreal that is that people are going to be able to, that you're immortalized at that point. And regardless of whatever else happens in your life, nobody can ever take that away from you. Nobody can ever take that away from you, right? So, and that's the beautiful thing about all of this stuff. It's forever. Which is super cool, and I'm hoping that with MLW it gets to that point as well too, because they do have a action figure series. So
definitely a fantastic action figure line.
They have Micro Man.
Yes. Another thing nobody can take from you. It seems like, unless barring some miracle, you've had Bret Hart's last match.
Yeah.
Yourself and Alberto against John Cena and Bret Hart.
I mention that a lot, and I feel like the more that I talk about it, the more they're going to be like, you know what, let's take that away from them.
do you remember when Mae Young came out there and everybody beat up somebody and she just put her foot on their chest and they counted it as a match?
Yeah,
we'll do that with Brett.
Yeah. Don't give him ideas. It's one of those, man, I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for that, that to this day, that's still a thing. And, and I hope it stays that way, because it'll stay in the record books. Because I know for like the longest we were Edge's last match, Cope.
Yeah.
We were his last match, and obviously he came back, and I'm very happy with that he came back. But you know, we had that distinct honor for a little bit, for a couple years.
But I mean, you also had a lot of people's very early matches as well, like some of the first matches that Big E had, some of the first matches that Roman Reigns had.
Roman, back when he was Lea Key, he was married to me for a couple months. And when he was first, you know, starting to get his groove, there was a couple of us that were assigned to him. Husky Harris, right?
Yeah, Bray,
Bray, I had Bray's early ones. When he first, there was this other character he was doing before he became Bray. It was like Axel Mulligan.
Axel Mulligan, I remember reading that.
First two match or two or so. when Kalisto came up to NXT, I was his first match. Yeah, there's a whole list of series. But and then this is one of those things where I didn't get it at the time because, again, the ego, how it works, and you're like, man, why am I losing? Why am I this? Why aren't I the big star? Until later on you realize, like, oh, I get it. They trusted me to be able to guide these talents. So in retro, it's one of those things that after the fact you realize why and you appreciate it. And I get a chance to do that sometimes at MLW as well, too. Where they're like, hey, we need somebody to put this guy over. Who can we trust to, you know, make him look good? And that's where I come in. So, you know, there's we used to call them like the workhorses or like the los caballitos de la guerra in Spanish. Where they're like, yeah, we can trust these guys to go and get something out of them. And I was very lucky that I was placed in that position quite a bit.
So even before your WWE days, you would, you know, run into people like Willie Mack, Peter Avalon, that I know that you wrestled. When you're in the ring with those guys, are you like, yeah, this is a person I'm going to be running into down the road? Because like a guy like Willie Mack still around, still doing it at a high level. Hard to, like, it's one of those things, like some of it's learned obviously, but like some people just got it.
Yeah, no, there's people. And again, early on, we don't know any better. I was on the independents for about 4 years before I got signed to WWE. So I was still relatively new. And then even in California, where I'm from, I didn't hang out with like the cool kids, right? I kind of went off and did my own thing because I was more so lucha-based originally. So I started doing a lot of like Tijuana and Mexico and, you know, the border cities, in LA, San Diego. So I wasn't with the cool kids. But I would wrestle a lot of them every now and then. And then, yeah, you can tell like these guys have something to them. But because you don't exactly know anything from anything, and then I think that's also an important thing is knowing that, hey, I don't know anything yet, and that's important to know that I don't know anything. So you're open, you become a sponge, and you learn as you go along. But yeah, no, you have guys like there was this guy that I really wish, and I don't know, injuries happen. There's a guy named Infernal who was so good and SoCal Crazy. There's so many in LA. Ricky Mandel was another one that's so good and talented. Hector Canales, that I wish would have, you know, boomed a lot more. But yeah, you have your guys. There was like Johnny Goodtime, who I think still does things from time to time, and Willie Mack, and obviously, you know, because even though they were like maybe a year or two before I started clicking in, you know, the Young Bucks, Scorpio Sky, you know that PWG crew. Who was basically the main top dogs in the area. You know, your TJ Perkins, oh man, the list goes on and on of those guys that you're like, there's something there. And as you advance and you be like, hey, maybe these guys have something that you're going to be running into them later on. And that's something I'm always proud of, that a bunch of us came from LA and we made it, even though our journeys, our paths took us completely different ways. Eventually down the road, we met up somewhere. And we found success in a different way. Myself, I was lucky again, you know, WWE, when I left WWE, finding success, you know, doing what I did in India, Australia, and Egypt, and then now here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and then working with MLW. So obviously the Young Bucks with AEW, you know, Scorpio Sky, you know, those guys. So it's a proud moment to see everybody that I came up along with. And again, even though we...
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
We went different paths. We all found success.
I'm so glad that you mentioned so many of those names, because there was something I wanted to ask you. You'd mentioned Johnny Goodtime, SoCal Crazy, yourself, Willie Mack, Scorpio Sky. You are all a part of a 159-man battle royal, of which Scorpio Sky won. And I love it because, like, almost every one of those names you mentioned were in
there. They're
match.
In it. That was and that was for this company called AWS. That was that. Yeah, they had like I think like two or three like three rings, and we're all in there. So it wasn't. I don't remember if it was where like one at a time or all of us were in that same time. I think it was all of us at the same time. I think
it was at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think one of the rings broke. This is obviously the weight. Yeah, that was just one of those, and I think it's still in the record. I think, I'm not sure.
It's gotta be. Gotta be.
I know there's one that has a record for like the longest match, and it was like 24 hours. But I think that was in there for like the longest. There was this running joke for the longest, and then guys from Southern California will know. We'll get it. There was this running joke that if there was ever a battle royale, there was this guy named Sexy Chino who would always win it. so if anybody out there goes and then just Google searches Sexy Chino wrestler, you'll get an idea why.
So, I mean, in a match like that, where do you even begin? Like, what they can't produce something like clearly have a person who's going to win it.
Yeah.
But like, how do you even begin to decide such a thing?
I think a lot of that was just to be a part of it, just kind of go, do a minute or two and then just get out. Cause obviously you realize, hey, there's a lot of people here.
Yes.
So there's a lot of people here. So let me get out of this before somebody gets hurt. I don't think I was in there for too long. I think I went, I hit like two, three people and I got out, I believe. But it was just to be a part of it.
Of course. It's one of those things. Like if you're offered that situation, you're not going to pass it up.
Right.
Because,
right.
Because here we are, 15 years later, and I'm asking you about it.
So yeah.
Go figure. Guys, MLW Kings of Coliseum this weekend in Dallas. Make sure you guys check it out. Before we hop off here, let the people know where they can follow you, support you, and check out what you're doing.
Most importantly, obviously MLW, right? This Saturday. So definitely excited for that in Texas. So it'll be the first time for me going back in years to Texas. I'm excited about that. We have a lot of huge matchups. Like to me, one of my favorite ones I'm looking forward to is Jhonnai Kai versus Del Miexo for the hair versus title match. That's been, you know, months in the making, almost a year in the making. For me, another personal favorite will be Atlantis Jr. versus Blue Panther and Dark Panther. So that should be a lot of Lucha Libre fun. There's going to be a Gravity Gamble match. It's a ladder match between Kira BRG, Matthew Justice, Kevin Knight, a couple other individuals. The CMLL guys like Místico will be there, Máscara Dorada. So that's definitely worth checking out this Saturday. And then as for me, if you guys ever have an idea that I have my own company in Lancaster, Pennsylvania named Three Legacies Wrestling, check it out. We've been booming the last 2.5 years that we've been in operation, and check out our YouTube, Three Legacies Wrestling.
We will link to that in the description. Reminder, guys, MLW Kings of Coliseum this weekend in Dallas. Jesus Rodriguez, we thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, my friends. We're out.